Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis, MD.
And Audra Smith, RN.
Happy to bring you DocX MD's Funny Feelings. Answers to puzzlers for everyday mind and body sensations about why we do what we do that we all experience but don't fully understand. Event Boundary. That's today on DocX MD's Funny Feelings.
Oh, shoot. Now, why did I come in this room? I can't remember, and I'm getting more behind.
Odd. That happens to us all. We're in one room and headed into another, only to find our search reason has suddenly vanished from our mind.
But this forgetful moment leaves me so aghast. How in the world does my brain lose what I'm searching for so fast?
For sure, this amnesic happening leaves us baffled by not remembering what we're searching for. The dilemma occurs because our mind falls prey to a phenomenon known as event boundary, caused by a simple door.
A simple door?
Yes, passing through a doorway signals the end of one thought and the beginning of something that's new and totally changed. Our brain wants to file away events and memories we hold as we exit one room and enter another.
As if the furniture in the room is rearranged?
Yes, ma'am. When no door is present to walk through, we don't erase a memory and forget. So with a room openness goes away the fret. Our brain normally attempts to store search information in successive chapters and make each segment suddenly done. Doorways basically act as benchmarks for our brain to file a chapter and move on to the next one. This means whatever we begin to look for has now been filed and no longer remains in the forefront of our memory's awareness.
Doc, this happens to me more than I care to admit. And the angst it causes me creates a situation that's not high on my chart of fairness. So what can I do to keep myself from being held hostage to a door?
You can mentally repeat your search for article or action as you enter a room, and that will help you even the score. This focused effort while passing through a doorway keeps our brain from automatically cataloging thoughts and experiencing event boundary.
Thank goodness for the answer that will prevent my daily quandary. Yay!
When passing through a door on our way to find an object, it's a funny feeling to know that we're risking forgetting what we're looking for to collect. So mentally repeating what we're seeking for on our way to find the thing
will keep us from erasing what we know our search should ultimately bring.
In cooperation with KAMU-FM, I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis, MD.
And Audra Smith, RN.
It's a pleasure to bring you DocX MD's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers for everyday mind and body sensations about why we do what we do that we all experience but don't fully understand.